Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, today was quite an eventful day. We kicked off this morning bright and early with a Pfizer announcement of a vaccine that had a large-scale 90% success rate. And that really boosted the stock market this morning. At one point, the Dow Jones went all the way up to 30,000 even. That was the high on the December Dow Jones futures contract. Currently, the Dow's up 1,300 at 29,503. The S&P is similar here, up about 95 points. So the stock market's really liked that news of the vaccine and what implications that'll have on the economy opening back up. So really good news there. And that bled over into the cattle futures market. The feeder cattle were anywhere from about $4 to $5 higher across the board. The November's up 417 at 141.87. The January's up $5 at 140.92. And then live cattle about $2.50 to $3 higher here, with December up 325 at 111.90. So the big deal is really that vaccine. Some people are saying the calming down of the election and that sort of thing, which I don't believe is necessarily true, but the vaccine really had the market going up to new highs, and that bled over to the cattle futures market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets did not seem to be as impacted today. Corn was up a penny to a penny and a half, with December corn at 407 and three quarters. The beans up 7 to 9 cents, with November beans up 7 at 1105 and a half. January up 8 and three quarters at 1110. The wheats were a little bit lower here, 3 to 4 cents lower. Kansas City D's down 3 and a half at 551 and three quarters. And Chicago December wheat at 5.5 lower at 596.5. And then the cotton futures today were really strong, up 138 at 70 cents even. The other big benefactor today is the energy markets. December crude oil is up $3.28 at 40.42. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil, which is diesel, are up about 8 cents currently. So the energy markets are jumping right along here with the equity futures higher. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., we've got the next USDA report that will impact the grains. The market seems to sort of be ignoring this report, given all the other big news we've had over the last 10 or so trading days. But that will happen tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., so we could expect some fireworks. And it still is a big report, despite not being mentioned very often.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.